So today I want to talk about some plot estimates in finite fields, and this is a joint work with Dr. Kate. Okay, so first let me review some results about the sum plot estimate in integers. And A, you find a subset of integers, the L-dish, and the summarity. They prove either the sum set or product set is big for some target constant. And they also conjecture that actually one of them is very big as 8 squared. And later many works have been done to find the exponent on the exon. For example, Dr. Narasimhan showed the exon could be 1 over 31, and Elegant showed the exon could be 1/4. And the best constant to date is by Sir Moshi. He showed a times a to the cube is bigger than a to the 14. So let's imply the sum plot is bigger than a to the 14 over 11. And actually this inquiry not only implies we have a sum plot estimate, it also implies if the sum set is small, then we can see the product set is very big as a to the square. Okay, one of important extension is to look at the same problem in finite fields. So, by the work of Bergen, Katz, and Tao, they showed if A is a subset in finite fields, P is prime, and if A is not too big, say, less than p to the 1 minus delta, is not too small, bigger than p to the delta. For some delta positive, then we also have a sum plot estimate. Bigger than a to the 1 plus exon. For some exon positive, and exon depends on delta. Pardon? You mean here? Oh yes, later the robot was removed by abandoned work by Bergen, Bimstock, and Kunagin. Okay. And since then there have been many generations and applications of some plot estimate in finite field. For example, Bergen showed if the product set is small, then this combination is big, A times A plus A for any A non-zero. And later, Wu characterize the polynomial which satisfies the following estimate. We compare the sum set and this set is bigger than A times minima for A squared over K to the 4 P to the 1 for and the P over to the 1/3. But the result is non-trivial. The K? The K is the degree of polynomial. And no, it could have all polynomials satisfy this. Not for any. Okay. But the result is non-trivial, only if the size of A is bigger than P to the 1/2. Okay, later, Graf showed under the range, if the size of A less than P to the 1/2, then we have an explicit exponent, say A to the 1 plus 1/14. And then the exponent was slightly improved by Dr. Case and myself. We based on Graf's argument and then use Poincaré inequality more efficiently, we get an improvement, say 8 plus 1/13. Okay, so today I'm going to talk our main result. We prove, suppose A is a finite subset, A is a subset and finite field, P prime, with the size of A less than P to the 1/2, then we have a following estimate, the sum set compared to FAA is bigger than A to the 1/12. The F is a map to F times F plus BY, where F is any function, and for any non-zero element. So in particular, if the F is 0 and the B is 1, then it corresponds to some product estimate by Bergen-Katz and Tau. Here we not let, actually by the work by Bergen, for the case F is equal to X and B equal to 1, actually the map is already bigger than 1A to the 1/epsilon for some part epsilon. But in our argument, we do not know how to get explicit exponent if we don't compare to some set. Okay, so let me write down some lemmas we need to prove our main theory. First, we have a lemma. The lemma says, if A is a subset in finite field, and the size of A less than P to the 1/2, then we have two cases. First, if this quotient set is the whole field, then we can find four elements. Such that A squared less than A1 minus A2 times A plus A3 minus A4 times A. The other case, if this quotient set is not the whole field, okay, then we need one more piece to get a big lower bound plus A plus A3 minus A4, A. Okay. Okay. The second lemma is a form of Poincaré inequality. So suppose we have K plus 1 set in finite field, then we can find a big subset B x of z means bigger than 1/2 x, such that x1 plus b1 plus dot dot plus bk is bounded by x plus b1 dot dot x plus bk over xk plus 1. And this lemma we just use the Poincare inequality and we iterate and until we get the big subset x point x. Okay, so because of this lemma allows us to improve the result by graph from 114 to 113. But here, how we get the constant beta from 113 to 112, and this is based on the following lemma. Suppose we have two sets, and if the size of V is not too small, say V is bigger than the size of A over K, and if there is some set is smaller than K to the A, then we find A can be covered approximately K to the square translation of B. Okay, so let me sketch our proof. Okay, so we're starting with assume A plus A is less than KA, and SAA less than KA. So the goal is to find the lower bound on K. Okay, so by Cauchy-Schwarz inequality, first we have this estimate A prime is bigger than A to the 4 over SAA. Okay, so we use pigeonhole principle and use that pigeonhole principle. And it's based on the work by Grive. So we can find the fixed element and the subset in A such that subset is big, and for any element in a subset, we have the subset is big. I mentioned should be one, and for any A in A in a subset, we have intersection is bigger than A over K. And in our previous work, we use all the factors here we have, but finally we found actually this fact should be very useful, and so this motivates us to have the lemma and improve the constant. So what's the point? Because we assume A plus A is less than K to A, so by Poincare inequality, we can find the subset such that Yeah, this assumption, we assume A plus A less than KA and FA less than KA, and our goal is to find the lower bound on K. Okay. Okay, so by our assumption, because A plus A less than KA, so we can find some subset such that this is bounded by K to the cube A prime. Okay, so we pass our set from A to A prime. Therefore, we can find the element and a subset such that the A prime prime bigger than A prime, and for any element in the subset A prime prime, we have A F A plus B A intersection A F A plus A not A prime is bigger than A prime over K. Okay, so now we find the subset A prime prime. So now we have two cases. The first case is, okay, if the quotient set of A prime prime is a whole field. So the first case, if the quotient set of A prime prime is a whole field, then we can find four elements. So we find four elements. Such that we have the following estimate. Then we break down these two sets to four sets. Okay, so because we are looking at the cardinality, so if we translate or dilate by a fixed element, it doesn't matter. So this is equal to the same minus A4 . Okay, so now we are going to use our lemma. So for each one, we can cover it by this one, by k to the square translation, and we have four pieces. So we covered by, let's say we covered by k to the a of intersection plus blah 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 a4 f a4 plus. Okay, and then now we use the trivial upper bound because each one is a subset of A1, FA1 plus A0, A, and that, and so it's bounded by, oh, here's A prime, sorry. A prime plus A prime plus A prime plus A prime. But here, by our assumption, A prime, FA prime is bounded by K to the cube A. So here we get K to the 11, A prime. And since we have a lower bound A squared, and we have upper bound K to the 11 times A prime, so this implies is K is bigger than A to the 1 over 11. So in this case, we have more than we need, because our goal is to prove the constant could be 1 over 12. So you may guess the 1 over 12 comes from the case if the quotient set is not whole field, because we have to use one more piece, and then we'll combine our lemma. So the second case implies and then this gives, so this implies K is bigger than A to the 1 over 12. Okay, so let me quickly prove this lemma. Because the size of A, or the size of B is bigger than A over K, and the sum set is small. So if we look at the additive energy of A and B, A prime, B prime, A plus B, so this bigger than A square, B square over A plus B. But we can rewrite the left hand side of the double sum say A plus B, intersection A plus B, so this is bigger than A the square B square A plus B. Then we just use pigeonhole principle, so the implies we can find A not B not with that such that the intersection A is bigger than A over K square. And then we do move and then we iterate. Okay.
And where are you in this conversation?
Yes.
Where are you?
Well, the username I said, suppose the sum set is small and then if the size of B is not as big, say A over K. So here, this is our B. And this is our A. So by our assumption, A plus B is less than KA, and the size of B is bigger than A over K. So we use the lemma. Each one is covered by K to the square. And then we have four P's. So the total is covered by K to the A. Okay, and finally, I want to say something. As a great student, I'm very happy to be here. And in particular, I'm very happy to speak because I'm speaking on a day which is my birthday. Okay, so this is my talk.